Ready? Go!
Welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to learn why content consumption is important and how it can help you be a better creator. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Mankind has had a lot of experience and knowledge from the past several thousand years, which has been primarily passed down through oral and written form. Consuming content is our key to this storehouse of knowledge. Books, blogs, podcasts, videos, and in some cases even music. This is our key to tap into the knowledge from millions of people from the past, present, and the future. Well, okay, I'm getting a little ambitious here. We don't quite have the future technology yet. My apologies. Maybe someday? Still though, my point holds true that this is the way that we can at least access the knowledge from the people of the present and the past. Who knows? Maybe someday we can access the knowledge of the people from the future too. That would be fun. Anywho, we live in the age of internet and motor vehicles. Accessing these resources is easier than it has ever been before. But the question is, do we do it effectively? Because I don't know about you, but I have to admit that I haven't. I'm trying to get better about it. Why? Because not only will it help me gain a knowledge about how the world works, it will also make me a better creator. Because good creators are good learners. We learn by ingesting information. And how do we get it? Through the content that we take in. And by taking in content, I don't mean watching endless cat videos on YouTube. I am so sorry. The big question is, what content are you primarily taking in, and is it benefiting you? Now, some people may stop me here. What about trial and error learning? Do we really have to be consuming content all the time? Like, can't we just go out into the world and try things? Don't worry. If this is where you're coming from, I am right with you there. I love trial and error learning. You never know until you try is a frequently repeated mantra amongst my friends and I. It has led to some great moments. Epically gorgeous off-trail hikes, some fabulous photos of the night sky, and that great feeling of accomplishment when I have figured out a new piece of technology without having to read the manual. Now the flip side of that comes when you have tales like my brother and a friend of ours brought home after a weekend camping trip, in which we couldn't quite get the camp stove to work right, it would only warm the water and not boil it, and my brother and our friend sat there staring at their bowl of uncooked macaroni wondering, could we cook this macaroni with only lukewarm water? I mean, don't the noodles just absorb the water and then they get all nice and soft and edible? It can work, right? I was a little skeptical, but I was exhausted and I was like, well, okay, maybe it works that way, we could try it. So we tried it. We had disgusting cheese water with crunchy noodles. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. The boys ended up dumping it out at the base of a tree and it looked like somebody barfed. It was, ugh. So yeah, that's the thing about trial and error is sometimes it ends in error and then you have no dinner. While yes, trial and error is a perfectly legitimate way of learning, it may not always be the most efficient. Why recreate a process from scratch that you can learn about via others' findings and mistakes? Here's another example. This podcast that you're listening to right now. Launching this show was complicated. It was way more complicated than I thought it would be. And if it wasn't for the content that I consumed on the internet that told me how to do it, I would have probably never figured it out. Launching a podcast is a way bigger deal than just sitting down, hitting record, and posting your file to iTunes, which, I'll be honest, when I first saw podcasts popping up, I kind of thought that's what people did. Turns out there's a lot more to it than that, and if it wasn't for the content that I consumed to teach myself how to do this, I would have never figured it out by trial and error. It would have been a wreck. You would not be listening to this show. Now, not only should you be taking in content all the time, you should be taking in a wide variety of content. Why? Because having a wide array of sources helps expand your worldview. It gives you insight about those who are different from you, and it challenges you to really think through what you believe and why. And those things are really valuable to cultivate in your life. Expanding your worldview expands the reach of your inspiration. And what happens then? Better content. I have to admit, this was one of the things that I learned via trial and error that I need to be taking in content if I am going to stay creative. I went through a brief period in my life where I felt like if I wasn't producing something tangible, I must be wasting my time. I created like crazy, but while I was creating, I wasn't taking in content. And you know what happened? Pretty soon my creativity plummeted. I felt like I had used up my entire storehouse of ideas. Like I had lost my creativity, and I sat around wondering, what on earth is wrong with me? Why can't I write stuff? Why can't I create? Then I was challenged to go and take in some form of content, whether it be a book, a blog, a podcast, articles, whatever. I was challenged to take in some form of content for at least an hour a day, valuable content, and make sure that I focused on that content. Make sure that I learned from that content. And you know what happened? I felt so creatively energized. You would not believe it. If you feel like you have no inspiration, I challenge you to do the same thing. Spend an hour or however much time you're able to afford to it. Just every day, take in some kind of content, and you'll be surprised how creatively energized you feel afterwards. Now, when it comes to your personal content consumption, I have three questions for you to ask yourself. 1, am I using the content that I have access to? 2, am I taking in content that will improve me or my craft? And 3, how am I using what I'm learning? Not only will asking yourself those three questions hopefully help keep you off the cat videos, it will also challenge you to be a little more intentional about the content that you're consuming. It'll challenge you to think, is this content worth your time? Because it should be. Time is a precious commodity, and we shouldn't waste it. And now, on that note, I am going to leave you with one final quote from Jeff Goines in his book called Real Artists Don't Starve. He says, "The most creative minds in the world are not especially creative. They're just better at rearrangement. In order to do that, they must have to first be familiar with their influences. They have to study before they steal. Yes, before you become an artist, you must become a thief. But even before you do that, you must first become a student." And now, I think it's time I go do some reading. Peace out and keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexunto.